You are listening to Smart Women's Dating Podcast, episode number 72. Welcome to Smart Women's Dating Podcast. I am your host, certified life coach Lærke Nielsen, and I help smart, independent women attract the love they deeply desire without having to chase or settle. This podcast will give you the mindset, tools, and insights you need to finally crack the code to your love life. Are you ready? Then let's go. Hey there, welcome back to the podcast. Today, I'm so happy to bring you a conversation that I had with one of my clients, Joelle. She's in a situation that most likely a lot of you know, either from your current life or you've been there in the past. When you as a woman are at a certain age and you want to have a child, but the right man just didn't show up in your life yet. And you know, you'll have to make a decision in the coming 1 to 3 years about what to do. And so Joelle reached out at a time where she wasn't really sure whether she wanted to just skip dating and go ahead and have a child on her own, or whether she wanted to give dating a go in a new way and with the support from a coach. So she decided to do the latter. And in this conversation, she openly shares how coaching changed her dating journey. She became more open, less anxious, more discerning about the men that she was meeting, and also more abundant, as she actually today has an exciting man funnel. Listen to the conversation here. Then maybe you want to start by sharing a little bit about where you were when you reached out to me.
So when I first reached out, I had just turned 38, or I was about to turn 38. And I was coming to a decision point about whether I just have a kid now by myself, or if I give dating a real chance, because I had grown a lot as a person. And so what I had decided was that I was going to do a little bit of both, like continue thinking about having a kid on my own and all the planning that would go into that. And then also continue exploring dating with more of the like self-growth and insight I had onto myself. And I'd been listening to your podcast, and I think we had talked maybe once the year before. And so then I was following you, and I agreed with kind of what you had been saying. And so I thought it would be a good match.
Yeah, that's awesome. I remember we talked, you were actually one of the first listeners who reached out and had some questions, and we had a call. Mm-hmm. But then when we started working, you were already dating. You were on some apps and so on. And then how do you think it has changed for you to then be working with a coach and dating?
I think what's been the most helpful is when I know that like I'm running up against some questions about the way that I'm approaching a date or dating in general, in terms of like where my mindset is, because like I know historically I can be judgmental and closed. And so I was trying to be a little more open. And so it helped to talk it through in the session. And you were able to kind of notice where I was judging way too quickly. And so then we were kind of able to move through that impasse. And even like just going on a date when I like started to think, I don't want to go on a date, it's not going to work, what's the point? I would reach out to you and you would say like, this is a way to think about it and a way to kind of go into the date.
Yeah, because it's so important that we find either a growth opportunity or something that can make it fun and interesting to go on a date. And it's not just something we do as a way of killing time, or mm-hmm. because now we feel obliged because we had a chat in the app.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember we had a talk at some point about how typically you would go on only one date and then it wouldn't really move on. Either they wouldn't reach out or you didn't like them, and you were very quickly to find out whether you wanted to continue dating them or not. And how has that changed now?
Yeah, I think before there were two situations where I would only go on one date. I would only go on one date because I would dismiss them pretty quickly, or I would only go on one date because like I would go into this date and I'd be trying to like impress on the first date too much, and it made it so the connection was too hard. So I stopped doing that and I kind of tried to just say like I'm being with this person and I'm trying to get to know them. Yes, I'm trying to see if I want to date them, but before that, I'm trying to get to know them because with online dating, you don't have like any point of connection. So you really have to start by saying like who is this person? And so that helped, and it helped also with my tendency to not go on a second date with someone I wasn't sure about because there's a lot more to know about this person and you can't get most of it in a first date.
Yeah, so giving the guys a little bit more of a chance to get to know them so that if you decide that it's not a good match, at least you have some more information to base that decision on. And so, did you experience any change in the men that you met or that you went on dates with or that you went on several dates with? Did you experience that they were different than the ones you met before?
I went out with a lot less arrogant men because that for me was a huge turnoff. And I went out with a lot less people who were unavailable because that was also a huge turnoff. And so I went on more dates with people who were actually interested in being in a relationship and a serious relationship. And so I would say that's the biggest change.
Yeah, there were some guys that were also looking for the same as you that you met. And I think even though you then decide at some point that they were not a good match, at least you had the experience that they exist. They are out there and they want to meet you and they want to show up for you and they want to see you again and again. So having this experience that someone is out there who wants the same, and so you can just relax and be yourself. There's no need to impress, like we talked about before. You can just completely be yourself, and that actually exists, that kind of relationship. Because I remember you also talked about how difficult it was, and you felt in the beginning there was a lot of competition, a lot of very pretty girls, and I think you are very pretty, so I think you don't have a problem at all. But I remember we had talks about your thoughts about yourself and whether it was enough to just be yourself.
Yes, exactly.
So I think you experienced at least some of the guys where you could see, okay, I can't just be myself and someone is gonna want to stay with me and they're gonna want the same as me.
Yes.
So I also wanted to dive a little bit into this situation where you want to have a baby and you are at an age where it's about time to decide. And of course, we all know that as women, we have a certain pressure at this time. Either we go one way or the other. And if the man is not there, and we talked about this having these two parallel plans, having a plan where you decide to look into what are the options of having a child on my own. And then at the same time, dating, but trying to take off the pressure on the dating journey by knowing that it's going to happen no matter what. I'm going to make my dream come true. Maybe I'll shift up the order of things. Maybe I'll have the child first and then find a man who fits into that later on. But do you want to share a little bit about how you've experienced that?
So I had decided when we started to work together that the way I was going to go about it was that it was going to be two separate paths. So I want a kid and I'm like kind of doing a lot of the planning steps towards having that be possible. And then I also want to, fall in love and be with someone. And so what has happened is that it's not that like if someone wants to be with me and be with me long term that they're going to be the one. They have to want to be with me, want to be with me long term, and have to kind of like meet my standards of what I'm looking for in a partner. And I think maybe before I probably would like rush into something because I would feel like, oh, I don't have enough, a lot of time to decide.
Yeah, and you decided also on a timeline for yourself, right?
Kind of, though it always gets pushed a little. But I did decide, we did say 40 guys. But like part of the timeline is I'm making steps towards like being ready to have a baby. And so it's part of like how far along I am on that plan. And in the past month, I've made more steps to kind of prepare a little bit more.
I remember we talked about giving it 1 year, and then if you didn't meet someone interesting that's a good match within 1 year, then you would go ahead and have a child on your own.
Oh yeah, that sounds like a good timeline.
Yeah, is it still the case? That was like early this year, I think January.
I couldn't remember if we said a time or we said the number of guys, but it is true that 1 year is pretty good because like I will just be turning 39 at the 1 year mark of when we started.
Yeah. And so how have you experienced? We talked a little bit about in the beginning when we started working, how important it is to not come with this urgency into dating where we want to very quickly move forward to find the right one because we tend to make decisions too fast where we're not giving the guy a chance. How have you experienced that pressure or that urgency?
I'm a lot less anxious because I'll go on a date with a guy and then I'll just think, okay, seems interesting, and then it'll be at that. That will be it. Until like I really get to the point where I know them, and then I start thinking about like a relationship, a serious relationship. So it's really decreased the anxiety at the start, like to virtually none, which is really crazy because like even I went on like 2 dates with a guy last or this week, and we have a third date coming up, and I'm certainly interested, but I have no anxiety because I know like cool, yeah, he seemed really cool, but I have to go on the third date, and you know, I'm not looking for someone to like be my boyfriend in high school and hold hands. Like I'm looking for a partner. So there's not like after a week of knowing someone, there's not much to know. And so that is the major change.
Yeah. And do you think that is also related to the fact that you now have sort of mapped out a plan B or an alternative plan where you are going to do what you can to have a child if it doesn't work out within the time or within the number of dates you decide to go on? Did that change how you felt in dating?
I think so, because I think it was the plan B wasn't that mapped out, I would say, at the beginning of when we were together.
Mm-mm.
Like some days I'd be like, okay, yes, I have a plan. And some days it would be like, no, actually, I'm petrified. I want to meet someone. So it just kind of it like fluctuates. But now over the last couple of weeks, I feel more solid in it. But yes, it definitely does help.
Yeah, I remember we talked about how in the beginning, the idea of having a child on your own, you would feel that this was the most horrible thing ever to imagine that you would do it alone.
Oh
It
yeah.
was like
I
not at
don't.
all what you were dreaming about. It was not at all where you saw yourself. And we talked a lot about how to open your mind up to deciding to create a vision or an idea that would be equally cool to meeting the guy first. So that you could be relaxed when you date and not have this pressure and urgency.
Yeah, that's so funny. I don't remember like entirely how I was at the start. But it's good that you remember.
Yeah, we had a lot of talks about this. It's not just a plan B. I mean, a plan B always sounds like the next best solution, but we want to see it as something that feels exciting for you. So that you're not so scared of not meeting the man before the time when you decide, now I want to have a baby. because it's actually going to increase your chances of meeting him when you're more relaxed and you can take a look at, is this someone that I want to spend my time with? Is it someone I can see myself in a long-term relationship with? And there you got to give him some more time. Of course, as you say, it's not just a high school boyfriend. It's something more serious. So you need to give it more time to know him.
Exactly.
Do you think that you have changed the way you see yourself as well?
Yes. I think like I'm a lot more grateful for what I have in my life and for who I am at this stage in my life. And so that's a huge thing. And I think I believe a lot more that like part of like not being with someone at this stage is not necessarily like a deficit or because something is wrong with me. It's more just because of how my life journey went. And there's a lot of things that could happen in someone's life, and it's not the worst thing. And it doesn't mean that like tomorrow things can't change or the next year things can't change, but it's just like kind of one of the things that has happened in my life journey.
And what about how you think about the guys in the app and who you are able to attract? Has that changed in any way? Because the last couple of guys you met, they were actually quite serious and quite committed to creating something long term.
I think, you know, I live in a big city, so it's easy to like kind of look at the spread of people who have matched you and be like, why am I only attracting these people that don't look interesting? But I have to remember to kind of scale it up because there's like, you know, 10 million, 15 million in my 70-mile radius that it's just, you know, there's guys in there. It's just, you know, a different scale of what I have to look at.
Yeah. And we did actually have some sessions where you shared your screen with me and we looked at some of the matches. I always think when I see my clients' dating apps and see what is going on inside the app, that there's so much potential and that it's difficult to see on the other side. We sometimes feel a little bit stuck, like there's no good men, there's nothing happening, it's boring, they're not making an effort. And then all of a sudden, when you get a separate set of eyes, you can see, okay, this guy, he looks actually quite okay and he's creative, he's fun. And I think you had some good matches in the past couple of times we looked at it. You actually had a lot of good possibilities. So there was also more like an abundant approach to things in the recent weeks and months.
Yes.
And before, when you were doing this on your own, what did it look like when you're in the apps?
So certainly before, I would look at a profile and pretty quickly say no, because I didn't like something in the profile. I didn't exactly like how they looked, but you helped me to make like small changes, which had really big results. So for instance, like you kind of kept it front of mind for me, but to not read so much into the profile, because you need to actually start chatting with them to really know what's going on. And so make sure that they have some of your criteria, which is like they want kids and they want a relationship. And, you know, there's nothing like hugely wrong with their profile. And then just chat and see. And if you think about it, it's not actually that much of an effort to just like start exchanging some messages. You're not leaving your couch, right?
No, it's just don't stay on the couch for too long with the app and spend too much time. But then, so now would you say you have a good man funnel?
Yes. Yes. So this week I'm going on a third date and a second date. So yeah, part of the funnel.
Yes.
And it's only been like 2 weeks, 3 weeks since I ended the like last relationship that I had. It was like a few months long and was about to be exclusive, but then I broke it off.
Maybe you want to say a few words about what that's all about, because I think it's important to understand that we can, on this journey, we can meet someone gets pretty close to being what we want, but on some levels are not at all meeting what we desire and want in a relationship. And how important it is, specifically in that situation, to be able to see that and to not sort of settle with 60-70% because we are eager to end the dating journey, but actually see, no, it was not what I wanted. He came close, but this is not what I wanted.
Yes. Yeah. And this is someone who, like, very early on was very attentive, very thoughtful, and very clear that he's looking for a long-term relationship that will go to marriage, and that he thought that I was exactly what he was looking for. And so, kind of in a way, that's so nice to hear. And so that's what kept me going in the relationship, to try to get to know him and see what he's about. But as we went through the few months, I realized that we don't have any points of connection in terms of, like, values, the way we see the life, or, like, experiences we had that were similar. And so it's hard to, like, build the relationship past that point. And then so I thought about my, you know, plan to have a kid, and I realized that I would prefer to have a kid on my own than to have a kid with this person. And that's where it ended.
That's a really big realization, right? That just says it all. Because it can be tempting in that situation. You have someone who does all the right things and who wants the same, but where you can see you're not aligned and you don't actually want to be with him long term. And then tapping into this mindset of knowing that there are other men out there that are closer to what you're looking for and who also wants the same. So I think that's important, that in that situation, be able to distinguish that and then move on and not make it mean that it's a failure or a waste of time.
Yeah.
Because you had some interesting learnings from that as well.
Yeah. I mean, it was interesting to be with someone who was so available, because usually I'm more anxiously attached, and someone who was so kind, and those were certainly good things, but it wasn't enough. Like, I need more than someone who is nice and available. And so it kind of gave me a sense of, like, what I like in a relationship, and, like, what it's like to be with someone who's available, and that what more would I need to go forward.
So if you were to give an advice to women out there who's a bit in the same situation as you, wanting to have a child and also looking to find a partner, what would you say?
I would say to start, like, figuring out if it is possible to have a kid on your own, and to start imagining it. I mean, you know, in part, I'm lucky that I could think about having a kid by myself, because it certainly comes with certain expenses. But we all can be creative in thinking about it, because I don't think it's something that women easily come to unless they've been exposed to. So I'd say that. And then I would say to really kind of, like, focus in on what happens when you try to go on the apps and try to go on a date. Like, focus in on what your mindset is, and, like, what kind of belief or thought you're telling yourself that might get in the way. Because the way we're dating now is really not the same as the way we were dating, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And it has, like, a certain amount of challenges, but then a certain amount of benefits too.
Yeah. What do you think are the biggest challenges?
The challenges are that it takes a bit to get to a real human interaction. And so you do have to have the patience, and to really, like, take the opportunity to get to know someone on an app, even if it's, like, the 10th time that week that someone's, like, just messaged you, hey, how's your weekend going, right? It's kind of, like, your responsibility to get to know them, because any one of those people could be the person you're with, and so you want to get to know them.
And then the advantages.
I think it's good for people who don't have time, but also, especially in my age group, your social life is with a lot of, people in relationships, or I do a lot of like brunches with friends to catch up. And I'm not like meeting new people all the time like I did when I was younger. And so it helps to kind of get that introduction to someone new.
Yeah, you get to be exposed to a lot of people that you would normally not just run into, because at some point we tend to move in the same circles and we need to make an effort to move out of that and meet new people. And the dating apps are really good for that.
Yeah. And even with the dating app, I've made like one or two really good friends. Like we kind of dated briefly. We realized we weren't going to be serious together because of like big fundamental differences in how we see our future, kids, no kids, which religion. And but I've formed some really like close friendships that way.
All right, so thank you so much for showing up for this little chat, and I'm really happy that you were so open to sharing your journey here. And I know there's a lot of women out there who's gonna really benefit from that, because it's definitely something that, a lot of us know about this situation where you gotta make a decision because of your age. You gotta find out, do you want a child or not, and how, if you don't meet the man, do you want to do it on your own, and so on. So I think it was really useful that you shared your own considerations around that and your journey. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
If you like what you're hearing on this podcast and you want to get support from a coach on your love journey, I invite you to book a free consult call with me. You will find the link in the show notes. And also, don't forget to subscribe. And I would love it if you would rate and review this podcast, and then you'll also help other women find it.